Welcome to the Easy World Citizenship class. I think we need to start the class by choosing Easy World. So let's just relax and let all the tension melt away and allow the chair or the floor or wherever you're sitting to just completely support your weight. And take a deep breath in and release it. And this time, let's take a deep breath in and imagine that as we're breathing in love. And as we breathe in the love, then we're going to circulate the love throughout our bodies. And imagine that that love circulating in our bodies is transforming and raising the vibration of every cell up to the level of love. And take another breath in, breathe in love, circulate that love, and now just breathe out the love and know that you're increasing the love in your world whenever you do this. So let's just do three more of these conscious breaths on our own. Remember the love. And now, though we probably already are in Easy World, let's say the Easy World invocation in a very conscious way. And that invocation is, I choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy. So just say it to yourself or say it out loud as I say it. I choose to live in Easy World where everything is easy. And after you've said that, then you're going to take a deep breath in. And you're going to release it. You're going to feel your body relaxing even more. And now you're just going to allow the powerful magnetic field of Easy World to pull you into it gently and embrace you. And you're also going to just allow anything that's going on in difficult world just to go on without you being concerned about it at all. Just let it go. And enjoy the feeling of being embraced by the beautiful energy of Easy World and feel the rarefied air, that wonderful feeling of freshness and gentle energy. Just revel in it. And from now forward, you can just watch the magic unfold because magic happens in Easy World. So, the Easy World citizenship class. You know, we're all natives of Easy World, so it's not that we're immigrants to a world that we've never belonged to before, but because we've spent so much of our time in difficult world, we've been under a bit of amnesia. So let's just call this a repatriation refresher course. So we're going to review some of the facts of citizenship in Easy World, and I'm just relating this to the process of becoming a citizen of another country, because I find that there are some fascinating parallels and some ways that we can look at Easy World citizenship in a new way that way. So, why do people want to immigrate into another country? Let's just say at the plain old earthly level, you are from a place where something about it is causing you to want to go to a place where you perceive that things will be better for you. So why is it that you might want to leave a country to move to another country? I am speaking from the United States of America, and there are many, many people from all over the planet who have wanted to immigrate into the United States. And so I tend to think in terms of what people have said about their dreams and aspirations for immigrating here. I think they're much the same as our reasons for wanting to move into Easy World and to create our lives in Easy World, because we know that there are opportunities in Easy World that are not available to us in Difficult World. And so that's the first parallel is the opportunities. And the opportunities that are available in Easy World are completely unlimited. Whatever your dream is for yourself, as long as it is in alignment with the Design for Harmony, and in alignment with your own divine blueprint that's administered by your spirit, that is a possibility for you. In fact, it's a probability, it's a likelihood for you to be able to achieve in Easy World. So many of us have spent so much of our lives doing what we thought we needed to do to achieve our dream of whatever it was that's divinely implanted in our souls, in our hearts, in our DNA, of, you know, the fulfilling thing, the thing that will make us feel the most in alignment with ourselves. We've been trying to achieve that in Difficult World. And Difficult World isn't supportive of bringing our souls and spirits' desires to fruition. In fact, it is exactly the mission of what I call the Difficult World dictator to thwart your fulfillment. Because if you're fulfilled, you will be in Easy World. You'll be feeling in alignment with the Design for Harmony, and that puts you out of the jurisdiction of the Difficult World dictator, whose goal is to keep you in Difficult World. So this brings me to another reason that people want to immigrate to a country like the United States, or to a world like Easy World. At least theoretically, in a country like the United States, some might argue that the opportunities here are not as great as they may once have been. But, you know, this is not to a class in political issues, so we won't go too far into that. But I think you understand what I'm talking about is the perception of the dream of moving to the United States of America, or to Canada, or to another free country. And that is freedom from oppression. People want to leave the country they're in because they feel oppressed there. And it is certainly true that when you begin to wake up to the idea of Difficult World, the other world, the world that we're used to being in, that is the world of struggle and strife and pain and so on, that you feel that it is continuously working at cross purposes with you. You feel that it is trying to hold you down, trying to hold you back. So you feel oppressed in Difficult World. And oftentimes, oppressed peoples don't even realize that they're oppressed until they come into a certain level of awareness, and I would say of spiritual maturity. And that's true with this Easy World dream, this idea that there is a world where we can find freedom from oppression, where we can find the opportunities that we have been seeking, and we've been seeking them in a world that doesn't support them. So one of our carrots, so to speak, or our motivating factors for moving to Easy World is because we know, we sense or we know that in Easy World, we are no longer going to be oppressed, because that will mean we've escaped the oppression of the great oppressor that I've nicknamed the difficult world dictator. So that's certainly a big motivation for immigrating to Easy World. So you've got freedom from oppression, you've got unlimited opportunity, and you will be able to experience personal empowerment in Easy World, an empowerment that you are not feeling in Difficult World. So I probably don't have to provide you with incentive to want to move into Easy World, because if you've been living in Difficult World for any amount of time at all, that's pretty much all the motivation you need. Once you realize that there is a world that will welcome you with open arms and into which you can immigrate and find all of your opportunities and possibilities wide open, then that's just the human nature, or I'd say the divine nature, is to want to go there, to want to flow into that, to want to do whatever you need to do to be able to get into that space of this freedom and this great opportunity. So the different thing about moving to Easy World than immigrating into another country to look for these opportunities is Easy World, you are already in. It is already waiting for you and welcoming you and wants you. You don't have to already have a relative there, or, you know, some of the things that people who want to immigrate need to have established a sort of, a base. You've already got a base in Easy World. You're already in Easy World much of the time anyway. In fact, if you weren't in Easy World, at least some of the time, you wouldn't be alive, because Easy World is your connection with life force. It's your connection with Source. And through that connection with Source is the conduit through which life force flows through to you. So it's sort of like you've been vacationing in this world, but now you're wanting to actually move here. So you don't just want a tourist visa to Easy World. You want to move to Easy World. And if you feel that you need a vacation in a Difficult World, you know that you're free to take one at any time. You don't even need a reentry visa. You can come right back to Easy World at any time. So the parallels to citizenship have their correlations, and then the analogy kind of breaks down, because Easy World, you don't have to take a class to get into Easy World, although having a class or having a book to read, like Choosing Easy World or the website iliveineasyworld.com, those can offer you a connection to the truth about Easy World that will help you to remember to move into Easy World, that will strengthen your understanding of Easy World, and so on. But Easy World is just, it's already your place and it's welcoming you. So you may be the first person in your family to immigrate to Easy World. And I applaud you for that, because once you've immigrated into Easy World, that makes it easier for anyone else connected with you, or even not connected with you in a conscious way, to move into Easy World too. And It is sort of like someone from another country who would like to immigrate, having someone already here. Once you're in Easy World, you'll be able to assist other people, and not by preaching to them about Easy World, but by simply being in Easy World and demonstrating an Easy World life to those people. And hopefully, they'll be at a vibrational level where they'll be able to perceive your Easy World life. One of the truths about Easy World is that it expresses or manifests at a higher vibrational level than does Difficult World. And one of the truths about varying vibrational levels is it depends on where the observer is vibrationally as to whether they can perceive that vibrational manifestation or not. So one of the things that's really important to understand is that if you are in Easy World, that means you're at higher vibrational level. And if there are people in your realm, in your sphere, who are having trouble grasping Easy World or seeing your Easy World life or understanding or comprehending it, it's really important not to let that phase you, not to let that pull you into Difficult World, because it's like the hummingbird. You can see the hummingbird wings perfectly fine if the hummingbird is resting on a branch, which seems kind of rare for hummingbirds, but I understand they do that and they do go to sleep. I have actually witnessed the hummingbird on a branch, but what we tend to think of is the hummingbird in flight, and then their wings are moving so rapidly that the vibration is beyond our capacity to see, because we just aren't equipped to see that level of physical movement. And that's the way it is with us when we move into Easy World and are at higher vibration. Then other people will be as challenged sometimes to see what we're seeing, or to even see us the same way that we would have a hard time seeing the hummingbird wings as they're beating at, you know, how many, ever many thousands of beats per minute. So that is something to keep in mind, that when you begin to judge somebody for not being in Easy World, or for not being able to see Easy World or perceive Easy World, that what that does is just bring you down in vibration and out of Easy World. So when you are being the pioneer in Easy World, it's going to require you to be very understanding of other people, because if you're not understanding and compassionate, and if you are judging them, then that pulls you back into Difficult World. So to help other people move into Easy World, you need to be there yourself, and you need to maintain that stance of acceptance and allowing. And that can be kind of an interesting task in this world where most everybody that we come in contact with on a regular basis as we're straddling the worlds are not consciously choosing Easy World. So when you're sort of in the first wave of people choosing Easy World, you will be asked, so to speak, by the experience itself to have compassion for those who aren't there yet. But know that when you are authentically, deeply in Easy World, everybody you encounter will be there too. Now, that sounds like it's contrary to what I was just saying, but it's really not. Whenever you are truly in Easy World, what you're going to perceive from that higher vibrational level is the higher vibrational aspects of everyone else. Everyone's spirit is always in Easy World, no matter what their personality self is doing. Their spirit is always there. So if you are in Easy World, looking through Easy World eyes at that higher vibrational level, what you'll be looking for and what you'll be seeing is the higher vibrational aspects of anybody that you encounter. So there is the interesting task, an interesting challenge of maintaining your own tenure in Easy World while helping others to move into Easy World. And I actually have to confess that I don't think anybody, including myself, has mastered that yet. If they have, it's because I'm not in Easy World at high enough vibration to see them. And in fact, I guess that's probably the case, that there are people who have fully moved into Easy World that we can't see them yet because we're not all the way there. And I do want to let you know that straddling Difficult World and Easy World is not to be feared or resisted or something to worry about. It's not that you are going to lose your citizenship in Easy World by spending more time in Difficult World than you'd like. Not at all. But I do need to explain to you what the laws of Easy World are so you'll know what happens when you violate them. Now, the laws of the land in Easy World are many, many fewer than the laws of the land in any kind of physical country. There's only one real law of Easy World, and that is worry, struggle, and strife are strictly prohibited. And I'd like to add on to that, or resistance of any kind, because resistance is the real anchor to Difficult World. So as long as you're not worrying or struggling or striving, and the struggle and strife are resistance things, worry is a resistance thing, as long as you're not doing those things, you're going to be in Easy World. The minute that you worry, that you struggle, that you strive, that you resist, you are going to be ejected from Easy World. And who's going to do the ejecting? You are. You do it yourself. Easy World is automatically controlled. The border guard of Easy World is not a guy with a machine gun. The border guard at Easy World is vibrational. And you are going to have to meet the vibrational level of Easy World in order to be a match to, it's like presenting your identification to get in, presenting your passport, presenting your visa. Your vibrational identity in any given moment will determine whether the border guard at Easy World will let you in or not. And like I said, the border guard is not, it's not a man or a woman. It's a vibrational state. And Easy World is at a certain vibration that is only accessed when you are relaxed and allowing and not resisting. So that's how you get in. And how you're ejected is to be in any kind of resistance, worrying, struggling, or striving. So get that picture in your consciousness of moving in and out of Easy World is not through the action so much as I do teach the actions that will bring you into that vibrational state. But the truth of the matter is the way into Easy World is a matter of being at high enough vibration. Well, I think it's extremely convenient that the documentation that you need for Easy World is totally vibrational, so you don't have to worry about carrying a green card. You don't have to, or as when I lived in Japan, and I lived there for 2 years, I had to carry my alien registration with me wherever I went. And I thought that was kind of a giggle, because I'd always considered myself a bit of an alien, and now I had a piece of paper that said that I was an alien. But you don't have to carry anything around. It's so easy. You just have to vibrationally be where you need to be in order to get in into Easy World. And anytime you want to get out of Easy World, you just have to be a vibrational match for Difficult World, which is at a lower vibrational state. Now, I need to take a sip of water, and this brings up a little teaching point that being in Easy World is much, much easier when you're well hydrated. When you are wanting to be at higher vibration, you need to be well hydrated so that all your cells are at optimal condition for being radiant, electrically radiant. And so, and you know that water is a great conductor of electricity. So I'm going to take a sip of water, and I would suggest that you might take one too. Okay. I would like to see if anybody has any questions so far of what we've covered. So, if there are any questions, make sure that you're in the question and answer queue. And Rick, would you please manage that? Okay, no questions right now. All right. Okay, so when somebody moves to another country, some of the concerns of moving into another country is finding work, speaking the language, and transitioning into, learning new customs. Well, those are all things that are germane to creating a life in Easy World also. Finding work, for example. It's a real challenge to find work in difficult world sometimes. In Easy World, it's very easy, but you have to give up your difficult way of looking at things in order to find work in Easy World. And this brings up another point. Sometimes people think that Easy World is not about work. Well, there's nothing intrinsically hard about work. Work in itself is just doing an activity with a purpose, with an intent. And I think work is something that human beings really love to do, as long as that work is in alignment with their purpose. If that work suits who they are, if that work feels somehow to be important or appropriate to them, then they like work. We like work. We human beings are activity-oriented beings. We have bodies that are created to move and to do things. We have brains that like to figure things out and compute things and create concepts and ideas and create beauty and doing nothing is not Easy World. Easy World is about doing things that are in alignment with the truth of who we are. So finding work in Easy World, the only challenge to it is if we try to bring in our old difficult world notions about what it is that will get us where we want to go, so to speak. So finding work in Easy World is a matter of relaxing into the design for harmony and allowing our spirits, which are our Easy World guides, our personal Easy World guides, because our spirits are always in Easy World, know everything about not only us, but everything about all creation at any given time. So when we are seeking work in Easy World, we need to trust that our spirits know exactly what will bring us fulfillment and joy. And it's not, we have to let go of that difficult world notion of, I have to find a career and I have to do this one thing and I have to stick with it my whole life and I have to build up and I have to attain a certain level and I have to earn a certain salary. If that's not how it works in Easy World. Those are all difficult world notions. And the sooner we let go of those notions, the sooner we will find our true place in the design for harmony. Because the more we try to drag along our notions of what our work is supposed to be like the way that we've always thought in difficult world, the longer it's going to take us to actually relax and find it. And when we use those cues that we were born with to know when we're in alignment with the design for harmony and when we're not, you know, the more we're able to use those, the more efficient we'll be at creating this totally fulfilling easy world life, including finding work that we're meant to do that fulfills us and that gives us the sense that we're doing what we were designed to do. So how do we tell? What are the signals? What are the guideposts of being in that alignment? It's really kind of sickly humorous to think of how we have believed such the opposite that we got totally thrown off track. But if it makes you feel good, that's a sign. It's not if it makes you feel like you are working harder. It's, are you working happier? Are you feeling joy from whatever it is? Are you feeling fulfillment from the thing? If you are, that's your sign. It's not if you feel like you might be closer to making more money, or it's not if you feel that you're getting more recognition or about to get a greater status. All those things are difficult world things. Those are all reptilian brain driven, and the reptilian brain is the puppet master for the difficult world dictator. And the reptilian brain is all about physical survival. In the reptilian brain's world, status is a key to surviving. So, you know, that's one of the driving forces of the work world and the career world and difficult world is gaining status. Having plenty of money is supposed to be a physical survival must. And in difficult world, that's true. In easy world, it's not true. It's not about having more money. It's about having more fulfillment. And the signposts for that are what feels good to you, what elicits joy in you, what is it that you would do and pay somebody else to be able to do because you love it so much. And so finding work in Easy World is not, and there's no scarcity of jobs in Easy World, by the way. You know, there's no economic crisis in Easy World. There's no job shortage in Easy World. When you are following your bliss, you know, good old Joseph Campbell, follow your bliss. When you're doing that, you will find the job for you is always available, just waiting for you with open arms. And it will, by doing it, you will be provided with everything you need. And I don't know if that looks like a salary or exactly what that looks like, because the truth of the matter is, Easy World transcends that difficult world scenario of having to make a certain salary and having to get certain benefits and so on. But because we're straddling the worlds, and because Easy World loves us so much and will accommodate whatever we need, it may well look like that if that's what we have decided that we need. But in Easy, you need to understand, and this is jumping ahead a little on my outline, but Easy World is the place where everything is provided, everything we could possibly need or desire, as long as it's in alignment with the design for harmony and the divine blueprint for our own being. So thinking about, even considering, worrying about whether if I follow my bliss, I'm going to end up being able to make enough money to pay the mortgage, it's totally irrelevant. That's not an easy world consideration. But as we are still not completely 100% living in easy world all the time, that's probably something that we're thinking about. But we need to begin, we need to at least start to let go of that idea that we have to gauge everything by how much money it will make, or how practical it seems, or you know, what it is that society is telling us that we have to do in order to succeed, because those rules do not apply in easy world. Difficult world, no difficult world rules apply in easy world at all. And the sooner we begin to jettison those out of our modus operandi, the faster we will find ourselves living a more fulfilled easy world life. So when you want to find the work, or we can call it the career or whatever, that is going to be of the greatest benefit and fulfillment for not only you, but for the whole of creation, for everyone and everything. Because when you fit into your place in the design, that benefits everyone and everything. Don't use the measurement. Don't restrict your decision about what you're going to do based on the measurement of salary and perks and benefits and all that stuff in those difficult world terms. Look at it strictly in terms of what feels right, what feels joyful, and all that other stuff falls into place around it. And this is probably scaring the bejeebers out of some of you listening, because I totally know that that difficult world dictator digs in the hardest around survival issues and tries to make you think that you are not going to survive if you're not practical according to the difficult world definition. This is where the courage comes in. This is, you know, where any kind of emigration from one country to another requires courage to move into the unknown, to adopt new ways, new habits, new traditions. And so in order to embrace new traditions, you're going to have to let go of some of the old ones. And letting go of some of the difficult world traditions, while it sounds exhilarating, it can be a little scary. So that's something to keep in mind, and to continually let that be okay. So follow your bliss. That's the easy world viewpoint. Now, another thing that people who move from one world to another, one country to another, what they need to be concerned with is language. Now, at the risk of, being, you know, sort of politically provocative, there are certainly people who absolutely insist that if you immigrate into the United States of America, you had better learn English, because we do not want you here. And, you know, if you're not willing to assimilate in that way, if you have to speak your own language, then you shouldn't be here, and all that stuff. That is not my feeling and not my opinion as a U.S. citizen, but there are citizens who feel that way. Well, this is going to sound a little crazy. Easy World kind of has the same requirement about language as some people in the United States would like to require of our immigrants. And here's what it is. When you are using certain language and certain terms, you cannot be in easy world. You are automatically in difficult world. Understand that language is a function of expressing energy. When you are expressing energy that's of a vibrational level that is below what is required to get into the easy world border, you will just be in difficult world. So when you say things like, this is not going to be easy, well, you're right. It's not going to be easy world. it's never easy, you know, those kind of terms. The language, when you're speaking language of judgment, like, oh, that's wrong, that's an energy that you're expressing. That judgment is a difficult world dictator resistance method. So it's really important for us to start learning the language of easy world. And when you get ultimately the language of easy world is kind of no language, but we're still living in duality. We're just going to be living in duality light, L-I-T-E, duality light, as I call it. And we need to evolve our language to fit easy world so that we're not continually pulled into difficult world by the words that we say, because the words are simply, I like to think of words as being like envelopes or like pouches that energy goes into to be delivered. So when you speak words, you're putting energy into a packet to deliver to somebody else so that they can experience the energy that you're intending for them to experience. So very important to begin to think in terms of what kind of language will facilitate me staying in easy world and being in easy world, and what kind of language facilitates me to be evicted from easy world. Any kind of judgment terms will tend to move us into difficult world, like right, wrong, good, bad. You know, I don't think that contrast in itself is necessarily difficult world. Contrast is always duality, but difficult world is, I think it's, I called what we were talking about before being in duality light. I think difficult world tends to be duality heavy. So moving into a speaking consciousness of easy world will bring us out of that judgment mode. So let's see, what's an example? All right, instead of pronouncing this is good or this is bad, start coming up with creative ways to acknowledge that good and bad are opinions. They're just opinions. So you could say, instead of, oh, that is bad or that's awful or whatever, just say, you know, that's certainly not my preference, or I don't like that. Those are personal preference terms. And in easy world, though, you're going to tend to like everything, so this probably won't be that much of a deal. But instead of going into those pronouncements that human nature tends to make, those judgments, begin to choose your words to embody easy world concepts of allowing, of embracing, of accepting. And so in that way, you can learn the language of the new world that you're wanting to live in, and you will have an easier time communicating with other easy world citizens and drawing other beings into easy world with you by the language that you use, and by being conscious that when you are speaking to someone, you are delivering either that difficult world energy or that easy world energy, which is love. So speaking the language of love is the language of easy world. That's the language that is spoken in easy world, the language of love. All right, one of the important things that you can learn, and this is a form of language, it's not a spoken language, but it's your own body's language, of paying attention to how the energy is moving in your body, and whether you're feeling open and light and loving, or whether you're feeling resistant, shut down, and angry or mad or even sad. Just paying attention to how your body is responding to energy that is coming your way, how it's responding to the activities you're involved in. Like if you're doing something and it's making you feel tense, that's a clue that you need to move into Easy World, or you need to take the Easy World actions, say the Easy World invocation, take the Easy World actions. Because your body, you know, it's not just that you can change how your body feels by choosing Easy World, but you can choose Easy World by changing how your body feels. If you're feeling tension in your body and you can relax your body, that automatically raises your vibration and helps move you back into Easy World. So becoming aware of how it feels physically when you're in Easy World, as opposed to how it feels physically when you're in Difficult World, is a way to really help you be able to be in your preferred reality more and more. Okay, I think that if you would check Rick to see if there are any questions, any comments, would be a good time to check again.
Nothing in the queue.
Nothing in the queue. Okay. Some of the, you know, the old world customs we need to transition out of, I thought we would talk about, because someone brought this up to me recently. We have certain things that we habitually do as Difficult World citizens, and they're all about resistance. Someone asked me specifically about activism. And she was saying, well, you know, my thing has always been when I saw something that seemed wrong or that I didn't like, or I saw somebody being victimized or whatever, I would launch into my activist mode and do something about it, march against it, sign petitions about it, and all that stuff. And it seemed to her that was somehow violating Easy World. And yes, actually, it is. But then there comes the question of, but how, why is it, or how is it that I can let that go on? And how is that Easy World if I let things that are wrong go on? Well, I think maybe after the recent part of the class that we were just, I was just talking about, the right and wrong. First off, you step out of Easy World when you judge something is wrong. The stance that keeps you in Easy World is not to say it's right or it's wrong, but to say it is. It simply is. And it's not, it's not that when you see something going on that clearly strikes you as being out of harmony and not in alignment with the design for harmony, it's not that you're suddenly to condone that. It's that you are not to go into resistance against it. Because what happens when you're in resistance means you're in Difficult World. When you're in Difficult World, the ideas that you receive are generally not from your totally connected, all-wise, all-knowing, divine spirit. The ideas that you get are Difficult World ideas fed to you by the Difficult World dictator. And if you want to do something effective about anything, the way to do that is to be, A, in alignment so that you can receive wise instructions, so you can receive inspiration, so that whatever action you take is actually going to be helpful. When you take action based on anger, resistance, outrage, righteous indignation, what you get is usually even more Difficult World results. what you get may make the problem, may exacerbate the problem that you thought you were going to solve. And it could be, from the highest possible level, that it's not a problem at all. It could be the outworking of something that, from the human level, you're not able to understand. And that happens so many times. It's as if you're walking through a neighborhood and you see this house that is, it looks like it's crumbling. It's, you know, all messed up. The walls are bashed in. You might first look at that and say, oh no, something horrible has happened here. Something awful's going on. But you might, you know, cross paths with the owner of the house and they say, oh, we're remodeling our house and, you know, it's just been demoed and it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a much nicer house, a bigger house, a more convenient house. It's going to facilitate our lives so much better. And you go, oh, well, all I could see was the rubble. All I could see was the mess. And that's true as we operate in the world. If we don't have a high enough consciousness to know everything, and we don't, as long as we're straddling the worlds for sure, if we don't have high enough consciousness to know everything there is to know, we really don't know everything we need to know to make a decision about what to do. We have to be in alignment with the wisdom of all that is in order to make, to take an action that's really going to be of benefit, that's not going to make the problem even worse or, you know, even exacerbate it further. That was an example, by the way, of switching language. When I say make the problem worse, that's assuming that there's a problem and something's wrong. I should say that to exacerbate the situation. That's a neutral way of putting that. Instead of calling it a problem or judging it as bad by using a form of bad by saying worse, just saying exacerbating the situation. So you are not privy to the information you would need if you're in the difficult world realm, and if you're angry, righteously indignant, and so on and so forth. You're not where you need to be in consciousness to receive guidance over what's really being called for by the whole. So the way to get into that alignment is to view everything from a state of allowing and neutrality. And I realize that we have these reptilian brains and these difficult world dictators, these fearful egos. So I realize that it's not our first nature sometimes to be able to be in allowing mode, especially when something gets us where we live, so to speak, such as the murder of a child or the gushing oil in the Gulf of Mexico, etc. But it's not that somehow there's some moral issue involved in whether we take a stand or not. We have to let that go. I believe that the concept of morality is purely difficult world anyway. The way that we're the most helpful is by staying in the powerful flow of love. And the only way that can happen is if we're non-resistant, if we are allowing. And we can embrace, we don't have to embrace the situation. We simply have to embrace something and not resist anything. So how does that look in the practical world? Embrace anything, you know, whatever you feel that you can embrace, embrace it. Embrace the love that you have for your child. Embrace nature. Rejoice in what it is that feels good to you. Stay in joy. You know, it's the same old thing. When you're in joy, it just simply means that the flow of love through you, it has raised you to the vibrational level that triggers joy in your emotional body. So the difficult world dictator will want to tell you, well, how can you feel joy when there are starving children in Africa? How can you feel joy when kids are getting murdered over the border in Juarez, Mexico? How can you feel joy when there are millions of barrels of oil spewing into the ocean. And what you need to do is take a deep breath and go, okay, that's your opinion. Thank you very much. You do a great job as a difficult world dictator. You're the best at being a difficult world dictator. I'm going to embrace something and I'm going to love it, because resisting that gets you only more resistance. You need to find some place to flow your love. And in fact, I actually would suggest flowing your love without aiming it at anything. That's the most powerful way to love, is to keep your ego out of it completely without deciding, you know, who can I love and who can I not love. But I know that as a human being, sometimes it's more of a challenge to do that than others. But find something to embrace. Find a way to allow love to flow. Find a way to tap into your joy. You do not diminish anybody's experience in this world by being in love instead of in outrage and anger and whatever. And when you're in love, you may find yourself inspired to take an action. And when you take that action, you will know that that action actually has the power to bring things into harmony in a greater way. But otherwise, any action you take, you may be risking doing something that takes a situation that you didn't like and didn't want and thought was wrong and growing it. So, okay, I'm going to just sum up here from our first session of Easy World Citizenship, now that I've just given you kind of an outline of how this compares with changing your life from one country to another, changing your life from one world to another. You know, the motivation is because Easy World will give you everything that you truly desire that is in alignment with your divine design and the divine design for harmony. And you're the one who decides whether to be in Easy World or out of Easy World at any given time. And there's no, there are no government agents that you need to learn about. You know, in the citizenship test for becoming a United States citizen, you have to learn about the about Congress. You have to learn about the House of Representatives and the Senate, and you know how everything's governed. The only thing you need to know about Easy World is that you're the governor of it. You decide whether to be in it or out of it, and whether you're in it or out of it depends on your vibrational level and whether you are in resistance or out of resistance and allowing. That you are the one who gets to choose, and you are the one who always is responsible for whether you're in Easy World or out of Easy World. So, as we conclude this first session, one of the things that I would think would be fun and helpful that you might do between now and the next session is to imagine, you know, go all the way back to before you were born and imagine your own history with Easy World. Make up your own story about your relationship with Easy World. And it can sound like a fantasy if you like, but think of your own citizenship history with Easy World, and know that we all originate in Easy World. We all start our beingness there, and we all have a history with Easy World. And another thing to do between now and the next session is just to really develop the ability to notice when you've moved into difficult world and just pay attention. What is my body feeling? What may have brought me to difficult world? It's not necessary that you have to know that, but sometimes it's interesting to notice so that you can make a different choice the next time. Just observe the things that seem to take you into difficult world, and then move into that allowing. Allow whatever's going on in difficult world to just go on, and to say the Easy World invocation and do just breathe and relax and allow and enjoy so you can watch the magic unfold. And then a fun exercise, if you won the lottery, like the big, like the Powerball, like hundreds of millions of dollars, if you won that lottery, what would you spend the money on? And that is because in Easy World, your desires are all fulfilled as long as they're in alignment for you. And when you list out what you would spend the money on, then ask yourself this about each thing that you list. Is this for pure pleasure, or is this to allay a fear? And just see which things you have listed are about pleasure and which ones are maybe put there by the difficult world dictator. Just a fun thing. All right, let's close this by radiating love for 10 seconds. And how you do that is you just relax yourself and breathe in love. And circulate that love and breathe love out. And become aware of your heart center. And feel the energy of yourself coalescing around this center, in and around it. And feel it and experience it like a ball of light, like a sun, like the sun is an orb of light, or a ball of gases that appear as light. And imagine that love is going to radiate from every place on this orb all at the same time, above, below, on the sides, you know, all around this orb. And you're going to allow your love to radiate out like light radiates from the sun without aiming it at anything. The sun just shines, and whoever's open to receiving it will receive it. And that's how you're going to do this. Do not be thinking of someone or something. Use your left brain to imagine that these rays of light are going out from every direction. And if you keep focused on all the rays going out in every direction, it'll keep your mind busy. So we want to keep the mind consumed with serving love. So, okay, bring your energy to your center. Feel it as an orb of light. Experience it as that. And now breathe in. And when you breathe out, you're going to be radiating love. And we'll do this for 10 seconds. And everybody breathe in and begin. And that's 10 seconds. And so, have a wonderful time between this session and the next, and choose Easy World. Bye-bye.